I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knicks didn't win the lottery. Zion Williamson is going to be a New Orleans Pelican. We will see what happens with Anthony Davis. David Griffin, the general manager there, seems to think that he's going to be able to convince Anthony Davis to stay now that they won the lottery and he's there and all this stuff. I just don't see it. And I also don't think the Knicks are in a prime position to trade for Anthony Davis unless Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis have had some sort of conversations, and Durant says, find a way to get to New York. Anthony Davis says, I'm only going to sign an extension with New York. That's the only place you can trade me, and the Pelicans honor that. Maybe that happens, but that's a lot of stuff that I'm just speculating and throwing out there. So I think what's going to happen is the Knicks either get Kevin Durant in free agency, or this whole thing is as bad as it could possibly be. Then we're in worst-case scenario land. That's what it really is. Honestly, that's what it's come down to. It's come down to Kevin Durant's decision now. Because if it's not Kevin Durant, I don't think it's going to be Kawhi Leonard. I don't think Kawhi Leonard is going to go to the Knicks. Kawhi Leonard's either going to stay in Toronto or he's going to go to the Clippers. Kyrie Irving, if Kyrie Irving just comes here with R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson and Kevin Knox and whoever the hell else they sign, that's not a good enough team.
And meanwhile, you know, Golden State just keeps rolling along. You got a triangle of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green that knows how to win. They just know how to win. And then you splash in Andre Iguodala, and next thing you know, you got a championship pedigree, and last night they showed it again. They showed it again without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have any impact on what moves forward with Kevin Durant?
Oh, with Kevin Durant, I thought you were going to say how I felt about Kevin Durant. No, I think that if they go and win,
I swear to God, I will do everything I possibly can in my power to get Kevin Durant here for you, because you are just miserable.
Well, I've had it with this now.
At least I know the Rangers are going to possibly get Capo Caco. I feel very good about that. I almost ordered his jersey yesterday, but I'm just holding off because I think the Devils may, like, you know, say, wait a minute, this guy's 6'4", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
We'll take him. But my point is that I'm disappointed with you. I am. But, I mean, you got, like, this deep cut. And somehow we got to put some salve.
Well,
it'll get better.
It will get better.
I hope it gets better, but
that the hopeful nature that I had right now is tough to recreate. Like before going into this lottery, I had this sense that things were going to be special, things were going to be different, and the Knicks winning the lottery was going to be the first step of these special things happening.
Right.
And now that it didn't happen that way, it still wasn't fourth or fifth. It would have been really bad. It didn't happen that way. Now I'm not as confident that the other things are going to fall into
place. You know what makes this whole thing worse? I'm watching NBA TV last night. I can't remember the last time I watched NBA TV. And I'm watching Grant Hill just tell me about and extolling the virtues of one Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
I was getting more excited, thinking, man, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And then we go to commercial. And I almost texted you during commercial, but I wanted to leave you alone.
I just wanted
to leave you alone because I knew you were in your space. You were in your Evan Roberts space.
That was, I have to admit, even though it didn't work out, that time and that stressing out there was fun. It was fun to be
like
able to experience that. As a Knicks fan again, like I hadn't had that feeling with the Knicks in so long that it was fun. And then, of course, it didn't work out. But all right, Jerry Recco is here. He has an update for us. The Knicks did not get the fifth pick. Are you still happy that they didn't get the first pick and got the third pick? Is that enough misery for you for the fan base?
Betting and losing and then not getting the one really doesn't feel as good as I thought it might.
Oh, okay. All right.
So not so much.
All right, Jerry.
Whatever. We're brought to you by Wallhour Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. Could be worse. It could be the Cavaliers and Suns, who sucked all year, too. They're 5-6. Lakers do get the fourth pick. We know about the Knicks, of course, at 3. Grizzlies, 2. And the Pelicans winning with that 6% chance.
God, the Pelicans.
I know. Ugh. I know.
The Pelicans.
Meantime, Game 1, Western Conference Finals last night at Golden State. No Kevin Durant, no worries for the Warriors.
Stephen Curry takes the outlet, shovels it over to Klay Thompson, left side, takes a dribble and a three, and that's money. cold, hard cash. Warriors back up by 17.
That is Tim Roy, 70-53 at that point. Klay Thompson, big game, 26 points. Steph Curry, 36 points. 9 of 15 from 3, and the Warriors beat the Blazers 116-94 to take that 1-0 series lead. Here is Steve Kerr. He likes the way the team played.
What you saw tonight is what we'd like to get to every night if we can in terms of playing 10, 11 guys.
And Steph Curry says the approach was spot on.
Nice flow. We were moving the ball too early. Sometimes it's moving it too much and too quick, but for the most part, just trying to create great shots.
There's Draymond Green. He had 12.7 boards, 5 assists. Good win, but not perfect.
A few mistakes that we can kind of fix. And also, I think we can rebound the ball a little bit better.
That's amazing that they're all saying this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Curry was 12 of 23. Klay Thompson, 10 of 24. They both played, you know, an average of 36 minutes. The field goal percentage was 50%.
Going to win a lot of games that way.
And no Kevin Durant, no DeMarcus Cousins. Andrew Bogut, I don't know, Andre Iguodala. I mean, come on. And they played almost the entire team last night.
Yeah. Which is what Kerr was saying, yeah.
And that's why, amazing. Like, when you hear Tim Roy do the game, it's almost like it's the middle of the season. It doesn't even sound like an NBA Western Finals game.
I'm just so used to it now. Yeah. You're supposed to win these games. Durant or no Durant is supposed to win.
Look, you know, we were kind of having fun at Draymond Green's expense a little bit yesterday, but yeah. He came from Michigan State. Right, so you had Tom Izzo as a coach, my favorite college coach, other than, you know, Mark Turgeon at Maryland, who had a hole-in-one yesterday, by the way. Yes, he did. It's just there's a fabric that guy brings to that team. He may be a pain in the ass, I don't know, as a teammate, but I'll tell you what, he just brings a winning attitude. It's just like a winning, they expect to win every time they step on the court.
Championship teams need a guy like that. He does everything. He's an edge. He provides an edge on his own team.
Personality, the whole thing,
opponent. I mean, no, he's great.
Damian Lillard, 4 of 12 shooting, 19 points. CJ McCollum, 7 of 19. He had 17 in the loss. Game 2 Thursday night. This evening in Milwaukee, Game 1 Eastern Finals with the Bucks and the Raptors. To the baseball story, Yankees rained out again with the Orioles, so they'll make this one up as part of a day-night doubleheader in August. Today, single admission doubleheader. Jay Happ, David Hess, the starters in the first game. Coverage on the Fan at 2:25. Into the second game, Domingo Germán, Andrew Cashner. Yankees did acquire Kendrys Morales from A's.
What are they going to do with him now?
Hope to get something out of him. He's not exactly had a great season.
Yeah. I know he hasn't, but what do we...
I don't know. I mean, he's basically a designated hitter at this point in his career, I think.
What is that? Does that tell you anything about the long-term prospects for Judge and Stanton?
Well, it may, but I mean, listen, it's a player to be named later. It doesn't cost him anything. Low risk, high reward. You got another bat in there. If he ends up hitting for you, great. If not, you dispose of him and move on. You never think about it again.
I understand about Michael, but like, where?
I mean, he's going to be a DH. That's where.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Meantime, the Mets were in Washington looking for a third straight win, and it was interesting because the Nats make an error in the first inning. I think it was Gerardo Parra who couldn't catch a throw from Wilmer Defoe on what should have been an inning-ending double play ball, and instead the Mets wind up loading the bases, and this happened.
Bases loaded, 2 out, 1-0 to Ramos. Hellickson delivers, and a fastball hit in the air to deep left field. Soto going back. This might go. Grand slam! Wilson Ramos! It's a line drive home run over the left field wall for Ramos, his second home run of the year. It's the Mets' third grand slam.
That's Howie Rose on WCBS 880. Gave him a quick 4-0 lead, and with the way Noah Syndergaard was throwing, it was all good. Mets wound up winning 6-2. I mentioned the double play that wasn't. It was amazing. The Mets actually had to challenge it because Robbie Cano noticed that, Parra actually dropped the ball. It was weird where the umpire was shielded with the glove, couldn't tell the ball was dropped. Otherwise, who knows, and nothing happens.
There was another one later in the game where Robbie Cano almost got on base again, where they reviewed it, and they actually this time gave it, to the Nationals and didn't overturn it. But, to me, the most impressive thing, Noah Syndergaard throwing 98 miles an hour in the eighth inning last night.
Yep.
Now
pitching and not just throwing
right,
last night.
Exactly. And, you know, he looked good last night. It was just a really good, solid start for him, and that's exactly what the Mets needed. They've now won 3 in a row. This is the part here of the schedule where they have legitimately have got to get on a winning streak.
Yeah, I think it's almost about time to declare the Nationals a really bad baseball team.
I don't care. Just, you know what? You can say that bad about the Marlins and the Nationals. Beat these teams.
Yeah.
Beat them.
Well, but the Nationals had expectations.
I know that. I know they're not the Brewers. I know that, you know, they're not the Dodgers, but, you know, they're not the Phillies. Just beat these teams. Don't take these games for granted. You got to keep winning these teams.
They're taking the last three, so they're doing what you want them to do. Here's Syndergaard, no-hitter through five. Was that on your mind?
I was not. No, that was not what I was thinking about. I was just have a tendency to think too much about what my body is doing as opposed to just being free and easy and letting it rip.
I'm with you. I was thinking of it too.
I was thinking of it because, you know, it's the NBA draft lottery starting and I got everything going on. He's in the middle of a no-hitter.
Yep.
You know, the thing about him, doesn't he sound like Nuke LaLoosh? He sounds just like the Tim Robbins character in Bull Durham.
Let me hear it again.
I was not. No, that's was not what I was thinking about.
I'd never thought about that before. You're right.
Come on, Meat.
Mickey Callaway was talking about Ramos, and I guess reporters were joking with him, a grand slam. Guess you won't have to cut down on his playing time anytime soon.
Yeah, if he hits grand slams, he's going to continue to. No, that was great. He got the head out. He pulled a ball in the air.
He did down the left field line.
Just like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. And by the way, it was Wilson Ramos' mom's birthday yesterday.
Oh, that's nice. A little grand slam birthday present. Yeah,
happy
that's
birthday,
awesome.
Moms.
Yeah.
Here's Ramos on SNY, the approach in that at bat.
You're trying to, to get a good piece of hit. Not let the ball travel.
Well, he certainly did that. Dominic Smith, a pinch hit home run in the ninth, and Brandon Nimmo, an RBI double in the sixth. Tonight you'll have Wilmer Font and Patrick Corbin and Jed Lowry. We may never see him.
Yeah.
Now he's got a hamstring injury that's, I guess, a little worse than they thought. He's going back to Florida.
Font versus Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, hey, you never know.
See what happens. Elsewhere in baseball, Rockies beat the Red Sox in 11, 5-4, but that's almost the side story because of what Chris Sale did.
They're waiting for the hitter to get back in the box. He's not supposed to step out with no foul ball. No ball in play. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 17 strikeouts for Chris Sale.
Yeah, he becomes the first pitcher in baseball history with 17 strikeouts in a start of no more than seven innings, but they don't win the game. They wind up falling in 11, 5-4. Mark Reynolds, the go-ahead RBI single. Red Sox still 22-20 after the loss. The Rays did win. All right, over-under. Let's play the over-under game. So it was Tampa who draws flies. In Miami, where they draw flies because they've got no one there except for Starlin Castro, essentially. I'm going to give you an over-under of 5,500 fans in Miami.
Under.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say it's in the fours.
Then the twos.
It's not. Well, I don't know how many people were actually there, but the paid attendance was 6,036. I mean, it is. Wow. I mean, it's really even worse than you thought. There were tickets on StubHub yesterday for
$4.
Why don't
they just do what the Twins did?
It's a ripoff. We're free and get some concessions.
Yes,
seriously.
Yeah.
Do something. Pay for parking, concessions, something. Anyway, the Rays did win the game, though, so they pick up a half game on the Yankees or move half game further in front of the Yankees. 4-0.
I don't know, the Dominican or something. Go play somewhere where people would be interested.
Or like on the moon in zero gravity. That's something that's never been done before.
Astros beat the Tigers.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Those games between those two teams should be like the international game. Go play it in London or something.
Astros over the Tigers 11-4. Houston's won seven straight. Bruins beat the Hurricanes 2-1, commanding 3-0 series lead there in the East. Game three in the West, Blues and Sharks series tied 1-1. And Mike Remmers does sign with the New York Giants.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.